Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to see some familiar faces here again today, and apologies to the Chair and Secretariat for being a bit late joining this morning. Like Chris, actually, I chose to travel out by rail from London yesterday as well. I figured that I spend enough time talking about this, I should actually do it for once. Having been to Geneva many times, I've never actually done it by rail. So that was a first for me yesterday. I'm happy to report I had a seamless journey out. It ran like clockwork, which I know isn't always the case, but it did for me yesterday. So it's good to know that it does happen sometimes, at least. I think, you know, it's interesting going through it because it puts you in the mindset of a passenger and what influences your decisions and choices and things like that. And ultimately, the number one for me was the cost, and we in this group can't really address that necessarily. That is a bit beyond our remit, probably. But that is obviously a major factor and one that will be a challenge for member states and for other organisations like the EU to address in due course, because without levelling that up somehow, that's always going to be a challenge. But beyond that, I think, and this is where the work of this group is really important and can make a difference, is around making that journey as helping with the planning of that journey and making it as seamless as possible as well. When I was planning it, there are a whole range of, you know, you're a bit mesmerized by the number of choices available to get here. The journey time ranged from 6 hours 30 to 12 hours, depending on which route I took and which services I took. I had to make a choice about how long, you know, what was the shortest possible connection I could have in Paris, for example, because I wanted the journey to be as quick as possible, but also I didn't want to get caught out if I was late. That's when initiatives like the agreement on journey continuation that various elements of the sector are working on is really important, because that will give peace of mind to passengers and encourage them to book journeys with connecting services, perhaps with small gaps between them, knowing that they will be looked after if that doesn't quite go to plan for any reason. So I thought I'd just share those reflections, because it's always interesting when you go through this to see how things work in practice. Thank you.